Geico members have shared millions of dollars in thank yous. So go on, save, borrow, invest, and insure with DuPaco and earn thank yous for doing so. Find out what you're earning and how you can earn even more. Get the details at DuPaco.com/thank yous. Requires credit union membership and thank yous program eligibility. DuPaco is federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
Coming up on 3 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock gym class coming your way on a Wednesday here on KGYM. We've got an absolutely full show coming your way today. Yes, the decision is in, and we're not talking LeBron James. We'll talk about Oliver Martin and playing for the Iowa Hawkeyes in 2019. Jeff Johnson joins us as well to talk high school football, to preview that. Also talk about the final week and the playoffs for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. And Chris Liss of rotowire.com to answer all your voluminous fantasy football questions. It's all coming up next on the midweek edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. And from our studios on the southwest side, we welcome you in to the Gym Class as your local programming block gets underway here on KGYM. 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, South Gym at 106.3 FM, also KGYMradio.com, the KGYM radio app as well. And we welcome you in here today. Got a great show. Jeff Johnson will join us. We'll talk to Chris Liss of rotowire.com. Major League Baseball coming your way tonight, a pair of games, one on 107.5 FM, the Twins and the White Sox, and then on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM, it will be the Houston Astros and the Tampa Bay Rays. That comes your way at 7 o'clock, both those games tonight, right here on KGYM. Gosh, I wish we had something to talk about here this afternoon, Mark. Good afternoon. How you been?
Good afternoon.
Where were you when the decision came down?
At home.
In case you have missed
refreshing
it.
Refreshing my Twitter account every 10 seconds.
Thank you. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning after the final Friday night of the football season. In case you missed it, Oliver Martin, cleared by both the NCAA and the Big Ten Conference. He will be immediately eligible to play for the Iowa Hawkeyes. He will be on the field. Number 5 will. And that will be this Saturday night as Iowa takes on Miami, Ohio. And that will be a 6:40 kickoff at Kinnick Stadium, FS1, with the TV on that. We'll have Before the Boom coming your way at 4:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. There was speculation yesterday about the decision was coming soon. There has been talk for the last several months, almost nonstop. Will Oliver, everyone kind of leaning to the fact that Oliver Martin was going to get cleared and he was going to be able to play. That means he will have 3 years remaining now with what suddenly is a much better Hawkeye receiving core, certainly than it was a couple of seasons ago.
I think you can make that argument for sure. It's good news for Oliver Martin and good news for Iowa, good news for Iowa fans. Many other cases out there across the country, I'm still shaking my head at what the NCAA has done. Just total inconsistency on the NCAA's part, and more reason than ever to give every athlete 1 year or one transfer in their career.
Drew Ott somewhere is shaking his head again, but that's a whole different subject. I guess I was one out of two now. They're batting .500.
Here's how it went down, according to Chad Lystico, our respected reporter at the Des Moines Register. The NCAA approved Martin's eligibility last week.
Which is why the speculation, I think, kind of cooked up a little bit and ratcheted up a little bit.
Because Martin transferred within the Big Ten, he also needed Big Ten approval. And that finally came in the last 24 hours, and Iowa needed to file some paperwork this week, and eventually got the response. I don't think it was forgotten paperwork. Otherwise, these lawyers of Martin's weren't doing their job. Just needed an additional piece of paper paperwork from Iowa to the Big Ten to complete the process. So now what do we have going forward? Martin, obviously a decorated athlete out of Iowa City West, probably right next to or behind Tim DeWitt in terms of decorated athletes to come out of Iowa City.
I don't know, Rob Tyne's up there too, but you're accurate.
The receiving core right now, Brandon Smith and Amir Smith-Marset are the starters, according to the latest depth chart. Each have had meaningful catches and touchdowns in meaningful games. Each last year with 20-some catches, 300-some-odd yards, and a couple touchdowns. Behind them are Tyrone Tracy Jr. and Nico Reganey. And maybe Calvin Lockett's in that group, too. I don't know.
And now you got to throw Oliver Martin into that
group.
But
at least on the depth chart, I mean, Tracy and Reganey have one catch in their career.
Correct.
Oliver Martin had 11 receptions last year and a touchdown. Not really in meaningful games. So I think you need to add the parenthetical phrase, this group, quote unquote, has the potential to be among the best Iowa has had in a while. Certainly better than a couple years ago.
Much better than a couple of years ago. The potential is there. Now, can they do it on the field? Your thoughts are welcome on the Hurtina Stocker Jeweler text line, 319-366-1600. Hurtina Stocker Jewelers, located on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City. As always, we are presented by Third Base Brewery as well here on the Gym Class program each weekday from 3 o'clock until 4 o'clock. Located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast, they are locally owned and operated. Stop on by with friends, family, coworkers, what have you. Tell them Scott and Mark and Kyle and everybody at KGYM sent you. Again, the text line available to you at 319-366-1600. This does not mean immediately Brian Ferentz is throwing away the game plan, going to go to nothing but four receiver sets, one set back, no tight ends, what have you, and it's pure chaos down in Iowa City. Keep in mind who still has the keys to this vehicle. That is Kirk Ferentz.
Well, I think as the game plan was being put in, Iowa already knew the NCAA had approved Martin's eligibility. And Iowa has been practicing all along as if Oliver Martin would be eligible. So I don't think a whole lot has changed in that regard. I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be surprised in the least. The first play, Oliver Martin is on the field. He had a little play-action pass to number five.
I wouldn't be shocked if it was the first play, period.
if he's on the field.
If he's on the field. I would not be shocked if that is the first play out there because yeah, that might stir the pot a little bit as far as Kinnick Stadium is concerned coming up on Saturday evening. Not that the folks need a little stirring at 6:40 on a Saturday night for the first home game of the year, but that certainly, I think, would get everybody's hairs on the back of their neck standing up a little bit. What do you think? 319-366-1600. And I talked about the fact that this is not going to be the and on the beat all as far as the receiving core is concerned. You mentioned that as well. Iowa still has not a lot of experience at the tight end position. Keep that in mind. Like you said, with Smith, with him in there, along with Smith-Marset, two pretty serviceable receivers, but kind of unproven. Talented, but unproven after that. And I think you throw Oliver Martin into the mix right there as far as that modicum is concerned, but we'll see.
What's the reasonable expectations for Martin? We want to see 30, 40 catches, 500 yards, a half a dozen TDs.
I'm not even sure if it's going to be that many.
Yeah.
If the five receivers listed, the four that are listed in Oliver Martin all get significant playing time. 25 catches to 30 amongst that group for most of those guys. And you add that up together, and that's a pretty good haul as far as your wide receiver production is concerned. I'm not going to go out and say that Oliver Martin's going to catch 35 passes and eight touchdowns. And plus, that would put a lot of pressure on that young man. out there? Is it a situation where anything Oliver Martin does that's not 12 catches, 180 yards, and three touchdowns a week is going to be disappointing to the Iowa fan base? That's what you don't want to get the people's hopes up as far as Iowa fans are concerned.
We have a poll question today on the subject at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids and next to Home Depot. Does today's Oliver Martin news change your outlook on Iowa's season? Simple yes or no. Go ahead and vote, KGYMradio.com. For me, no.
Probably not.
Is he worth a win?
Oh. Well, let's look at this from a Dave Koken, who will join us tomorrow, Las Vegas perspective.
Or now
Riverside perspective. No, it's not going to add to an Iowa victory just because Oliver Martin is out on the field. It's not going to be a half-point bump or anything like that. Is it going to help the overall scheme? Yeah, it should. I don't see why it wouldn't. I would love to see Oliver Martin maybe get into the return game a little bit as well. That's already been determined, I think, on the depth chart, and Oliver Martin's name wasn't on there. But if you recall, Mark, what he did at Iowa City West, he was pretty electrifying returning punts and kicks back there for the Trojans during his career.
In fact, Joel and Muscatine registering his opinion on the Hertzien and Stocker Jeweler text line, 319-366-1600. I think he's back deep returning the opening kickoff.
I would agree with Joel.
Well, you got one of the best in the country in Amir Smith-Marset.
Yeah, it's...
But will Oliver Martin be back there returning the opening kickoff?
They got Ivory Kelly Martin they like back there as well. And he's not going to get, I think, as many looks at the running back position as he thought he was going into the season. Hey, it adds a lot of intrigue, and it adds another position guy. It adds another weapon as far as the Hawkeyes are concerned and as far as skilled people are concerned. And that's a nice thing to have on August 28th. Going into your opening day.
Our friend Ryan in Walford wants to know if this has changed Iowa's over-under win total since the announcement.
No.
I don't know that it has.
I doubt it,
Ryan.
I don't know for sure, but I would doubt it.
41-82, good win for the team for the year. Hopefully they can go out Saturday night and get another. David and Hudson with an excellent point. It makes October 5th. A little more interesting.
Didn't even think about that.
That is Iowa at Michigan.
Didn't think about it. It's not going to be like people are going to be wearing their anti-Oliver Martin jerseys up there or anything. He never had any jerseys wearing the maize and blue that I'm aware of as far as produced ones to sell to the public up there. I think it's going to be a sidebar, but I don't think it's going to get... Unless Oliver Martin comes out in the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season, Mark, and just, you know, tears the Big Ten apart and sets the world on fire, then, yeah, Oliver Martin's going to get a little bit of a grief in Ann Arbor.
0050, I want to see a Joe Tiller, Kyle Orton type of offense now. Not going to happen.
That's not going to happen. Good to have a Joe Tiller reference, though.
Always.
Any day of the week. The late, great coach of the Purdue Boilermakers at one point. 316, go to KGYMradio.com, vote in the Emil's Hideaway poll question, and we have tickets to see the Colonels playoff game a week from tonight. As the Colonels will host the Quad Cities River Bandits at Veterans Memorial Stadium. We have those before 4 o'clock today. Colonels playoff tickets. You can inquire about tickets at colonels.com. You can go to our website as well at kgymradio.com. Don't forget Fry Fest coming up this Friday as well. Todd and Alex will be down there live from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock for their show. Rob Howe will join them, I think, for the big hour coming up at the end of the program. And then we get to high school football coming up on Friday. And we're going to talk some high school football coming up next. Jeff Johnson of the Gazette will join us. We're going to talk about that. We'll talk about the Colonels' push to the playoffs as well. It's all coming up on a busy Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. Stay with us. More to come. Presented by Third Base Brewery here on KGYM.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our All Your Favorites with a Few Surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Now it starts at noon, and you just need to call by 11:30 to enter. The entry fee is $30, and there are no green fees. Plus, all entries are returned. Play is on a Stableford format, which gives every golfer a chance to win, regardless of ability. There will be team, individual, and skin winners. The Wednesday game is the best game in town, and it's only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blairs Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Your life is full, with good friends and family topping the list. Create an even more welcoming space for them with elegant cabinetry from Decora. Meticulously handcrafted, solid hardwood, custom milled cabinets. Whether you envision a gleaming new kitchen, impressive entry, or updated entertaining area, Decora has discriminating details at an approachable budget. And throughout August, receive free premium finishes on Kemper and Decora cabinetry at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, and at Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Kids, get your shoes on. We're leaving for school. Do you have your homework?
Yes!
Do you have your lunch?
Yes.
Do you have your backpack?
Yes!
Life is hectic. Keep it rolling smoothly with the back-to-school maintenance special from Linder Tire. Oil change, tire and battery checks, plus more for under $35.
Have a great day, kids.
Uh-oh, Mom, I forgot my lunch.
Oh.
Linder Tire. We keep life rolling smoothly, even with a few bumps in the road.
In the end of gym class for a Wednesday here on KGYM. 1 week away from Bowling Night in America getting started. Schedule is out, ladies and gentlemen.
It's one of my accomplishments today in addition to making the bed.
Jeff Johnson set to join us from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Covers Colonels baseball, covers high school football, many, many things, including some Iowa football at the Gazette as well. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. Give him a follow on Twitter as well. I'm asking everyone, where were you when the decision came down today, Jeff?
What was I doing? Oh, I was writing a story.
Okay.
On Amir Smith Marset that you all can read online and at the Gazette, cheap plug. So, yeah, how about that?
Yeah, not a real big shock, I don't think. This was kind of the way the speculation was turning.
Yeah, that's kind of what, you know, our main beat writer Mark Morehouse had been hearing from a lot of people. And, you know, yesterday at Coach Ferentz's press conference, I just kind of got the impression that they were pretty confident that not only was the decision going to come down this week, but that you know, I just sense maybe that they felt confident that he was going to be able to play. So you know, good for him. You know, now we see how he's able to kind of fit into that offense, and you know, see what he's able to do.
Let's talk a little Colonels right now, Jeff, and we're going to give away tickets to the playoff game coming up a week from tonight. The Colonels, frankly, aren't roaring into the playoffs, and I wonder if that day after day after day commuter series maybe took a toll on the Colonels a little bit.
Yeah, I actually talked to manager Brian Dinkelman about that, Mark. And, I mean, there's no question. I mean, these guys are dog-tired this time of the year. You know, most of them have not gone through a full 140-game season before. you know, then you got your 2019 draftees that came from college that have been playing ball since, what, February?
Mm-hmm.
Without hardly any break. And, yeah, you know, then you throw in there 2 weeks before the season ends. You have a 10-game road trip, including 7 straight commuter trips to, Clinton and Davenport. So, you know, and guys will tell you, they hate commuter trips. They'd much rather just, you know, stay in a hotel on the road somewhere. And, you know, it's like Groundhog Day when you're on a commuter trip, because you get home after midnight, you know, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., whatever it is, and you show right back up at the ballpark in, you know, 10 hours, 11 hours, whatever it is. You hop back on that bus. You know, it's a big grind. And I think certainly it's taken a toll on this team. And hopefully here with this last homestand, they can get rested up and enjoy that final road trip this weekend to beautiful Beloit, Wisconsin.
Beautiful Beloit, indeed. And talking about the Colonels, they had one representative on the Midwest League All-Star team amongst the many, many folks that went through Cedar Rapids this year.
Yeah, I think, gosh, I haven't even counted. I was going to do that last night, and I just neglected to do it. Somewhere around 60 players, I think. I know it's somewhere around 60 players that have played here at one point or another this season. And you know, obviously with 25 on an active roster, that shows you that there's been a lot of player movement this year for whatever reason. And, you know, to their credit, I think this team overall probably isn't the most, you know, talent-wise. It probably didn't have as much pure talent come in here as some of the other teams that the Twins have provided. But, you know, they've had a knack of you know, of competing all night innings, which is a cliche, I know, but they won a lot of games late, a lot of games in which they were behind. So there's something to be said for that, and you know, it's gotten them into the playoffs. And once you get into the playoffs, you know, with this short best of three series, first two rounds, it's anything, literally anything can happen. Team just needs to get hot for week and a half, 2 weeks, and you know, they can hoist the championship trophy.
Yeah, it should have. I don't know how the rotation lines up, but it could have a pretty good pitcher a week from tonight on the hill, right?
Yeah, my guess, and they're kind of keeping things close to the vest, but you know, at this point you can kind of figure things out a little bit. But I'd be stunned if Josh Winder's not the game one starter for the Rapids. He's been consistent all season, you know, somebody that probably has deserved to be promoted to the next level, High A Fort Myers. But, you know, the Twins have a lot of young pitchers, and, you know, they're trying to find places for them all to get as many innings as possible. So he'd be my guess for game one. And, you know, from there, you can go a lot of different directions. Luis Rijo, who pitched last night, has had a real good season. He's been here all year. And you know, Andrew Cabezas has been here all year. And, you know, Matt Cantorino's a kid, pretty high draft pick out of Rice that I know the Twins like an awful lot. And he has shown a lot of good things since he's come up here from rookie ball. So there are options, certainly. With them, you know, to me it's a matter of you know, is the offense going to score enough runs? And, you know, is the bullpen, which has been a little bit shaky here down the stretch, is the bullpen going to pick up the starters at the end of games?
My last Colonels question to you before we turn to high school football is shame for the Twins, shame for the Cedar Rapids fans. We only got to see Byron Buxton for one game, but he was here, and I know that's a big thrill for all the regular Colonels, not only to play with somebody of the reputation of a Byron Buxton, but to see a guy that's on the Major League roster. And they usually get fed pretty good, too, when some of those guys are here.
Yeah, they get fed pretty well any way you look at it. Actually, in these day and ages, they get catered food after every game now, believe it or not. So, but yeah, it was good to see Byron. But you know, it was unbelievable. Like in his first at bat, he hits a little, you know, other way, single into right center field. Well, single for anybody else, but just to watch him run, man, it's something else. And brought back a lot of good memories from 2013 when he was here. And, you know, just disappointing, obviously, for him and for the Twins and all Twins fans that, you know, obviously that shoulder's not completely healed and probably won't be, until the off season. So you just hope that, you know, he's able to maybe get back on the field, maybe play through some discomfort and things and help the team out here down the stretch and into the playoffs if they make it.
Another excellent high school preview section turned out last Sunday by you and your colleagues, Jeff. Start with the big class, and in the metro area, Kennedy seems to be the team to watch, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know what Scott might agree with me here, but this just kind of has that vibe of, what was it, Scotty? 3 years ago?
Four years ago, I think.
Okay. You know, when Kennedy went to the 4A championship game, just kind of has that same type of feel to it over there. You know, they've got some high-end players. They've got a lot of players, 60-some in the program. You know, they've got guys that are committed to FCS and FBS schools. And, I think they expect to be good. And, you know, certainly learning how to handle the expectations that everybody has for you is one thing that'll be interesting. But, you know, I think Coach White over there will handle that, and his boys will handle that. But I like certainly Kennedy a lot. I think Prairie will be pretty good, too, here in the Metro. And, you know, we'll see from there. Can Xavier three-peat? That's another big question.
Got three pretty good starting blocks to get things going for Dwayne Schulte, but there's no Schulte under center, which is weird.
That's just going to be bizarre. It must be just something else for Dwayne. Although he'll have a son on the sideline.
Yep.
Reggie will be helping out. So, yeah. And everything that Scott, as you know, watching them so much last year, everything that Quinn provided that team offensively, you know, I don't think one player can totally replace what he did for that team. And, you know, his abilities running the ball, throwing the ball, and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, we'll see. They obviously have a couple guys who have committed to the University of Iowa. So whenever you have a couple of D1 guys on your roster, that's even though you're rebuilding, that's a pretty good place to start.
Jeff, I know you wrote and actually broke stories about Cedar Rapids, Washington, and the lack of numbers having to combine sophomore and freshman teams, and they're not the Lone Ranger. Other teams in the metro area have had similar issues. Other big schools across the state have as well. What do you make of it?
And that's just the age that we're in, Mark. Unfortunately, I read a story today, I think, that said overall high school athletic participation nationwide is declined this year. And in Iowa, that it included in Iowa, I think it was a total 1% drop as far as all the sports. But, you know, football, you know, a lot of the football guys think the sport's under attack, but with all the negative publicity. But, you know, I think it's just that everybody's more aware of the potential dangers with the sport. And, you know, so that's probably decreased the amount of participants. And, you know, it's a tough sport. It's a year-round sport anymore that you have to be really committed to. And, you know, it's just the times we live in, unfortunately. And, you know, I think we're going to see more and more schools, big schools, have to combine their, you know, like their freshman and sophomore programs. And, you know, that's just the way it is. It's the new reality, I guess.
Isn't the sport safer than it's ever been, though, Jeff?
Yeah. I mean, that's with technology and helmets. And, you know, I think, you know, the people within the sport, including down at the youth levels, I think they realize, you know, we've got to teach these kids the basic fundamentals, how to tackle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're right. Don't look on ESPN and at the NFL and watch guys just launch themselves, you know, head first into other people. that's you know, you can't do that anymore. So, you know, you got to teach the fundamentals of tackling. And I think football probably does get a bad rap that way. And you know, I think a lot of football people will sit there and look at the injuries in soccer. You know, mm-hmm. Nobody really talks about that and heading balls and all that kind of stuff and the possible damage that can cause. So, I do think it's probably safer than it's ever been. But, you know, it is a collision sport, so there's always going to be some risk, inherent risk there with it.
Mm-hmm. Jeff Johnson joining us here. A few more minutes at 3:32 on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. We talk a little high school football. And you mentioned Xavier, but Western Dubuque, of course, who Xavier beat in the championship game, back with a great deal of talent. And then Kevin Miller's got maybe one of his best teams, if not his best team on paper, to take the field on Friday nights down at Solon.
Yep, and we got that, Solon-Mount Vernon annual grudge match here to start out with Friday night. So that's always fun. But, with the son Cam, I think this is the third year as the quarterback there. And, you know, I know he's got an offer from North Dakota State, amongst others, to play. And then Jay Sandreger transferred over from Prairie as a wide receiver who's committed to UNI. And, it's they always pump out talent down there. They're going to be really good. I think another team at up in Northeast Iowa, Waukon, has a ton of guys back.
Yeah.
From a really good team, and that's another team, area team that people around here probably should pay attention to. I believe Waukon plays Decorah Friday night.
Yes.
Which would be a really interesting game, as it always is when those two teams get together.
Yeah, and not only Solon and Waukon and others, but some good teams I know around, and West Branch, I think, is going to be very intriguing this year.
Yep.
Clear Creek Amana, I think, is going to be another team that's going to be interesting to watch. And what Liberty can do with actually some seniors playing this year.
Yeah, that game Friday night against Iowa City High should be really interesting. I mean, I actually witnessed Liberty and City High last year, Liberty's first football game. And, you know, the Bolts were right there in the fourth quarter until City High kind of scored late and pulled away a little bit. So, that is when you have your entire team back, you never, ever, ever have that in high school. And they were, the Bolts were competitive last year. And I would certainly think with the natural progression of things should obviously be even better and could be a real handful in 3A, no doubt.
Jeff, I don't know about you, but I found it very interesting, the letter that came out from the National Federation yesterday and endorsed by the Iowa High School Athletic Association regarding parental behavior at games. It was a six-point commentary, I guess, as to the behavior of parents that has led to less officials, even coaches quitting. Because of abusive behavior on the part of parents. You cover all kinds of sports, football, basketball, baseball, and this is not a new thing. We've seen it for years, but it is worse than it's ever been.
Absolutely.
Is it?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. I don't know what Scott thinks. I mean, would you agree, Scott?
Yep. Yep.
I think it is, for sure. You know, just the stuff you hear, the stuff you see, the stuff you hear about. And, you know, again, in my opinion, it comes back to these youth traveling teams and all this kind of stuff where, you know, parents may are the coaches a lot of times for kids that are like, you know, 9 and 10 years old, and they spend all this money for their kids to be the best that they can be. And then when they get up to high school, they just expect, things for their kid to be a starter, for instance, and to be able to do this and to do that. And sometimes that doesn't happen. And then it's the coach's fault. And, as far as officials, there's no question. When you hear it more, obviously, in basketball and baseball, because everybody's so confined. But it's all sports. Just the things that officials have to put up with and hear, it's disgraceful, quite frankly. And it's just, you know, it's sad that a letter like that had to be written, you know, mm-hmm. to remind parents to about their behavior and that they should behave, you know, in this day and age.
Well, what can be done, Jeff? I mean, on the one hand, a dad could say, yeah, I paid money for my ticket. I can say whatever I want. But on the other hand, I think school administrators should be able to remove a parent from the stands if he's, you know, out of hand. What do you
think? It's not always the dads, too, Mark.
Well, that's true. Dads, moms, whatever. Whoever the person is.
Don't throw the dads under the bus.
No, I agree. And they do, quite frankly. They do. Certainly, you hear about and see fans with, you know, inappropriate behavior that have to be ushered away from the gym or the field or wherever. So that is one tool to kind of combat that. But, you know, maybe it just needs to happen a little more often for people to get the point. Yeah. You know, you are adult.
True.
Act like it, right?
So I will say this. A lot of the schools and a lot of the ADs are now being proactive as far as before the year having anyone who is an athlete come and have to have go through a mandatory meeting, and the ADs go through it and tell you how your behavior is expected to be. And so they are being proactive. That's one way to do it. But, you know, and it's just started the last few years, so hopefully this will start to take off a little bit, but we'll see. It'll never be 100% perfect. We know that.
No, and it never was. You know, right?
No, never. Go back to 30 years, 40 years. Yeah. It wasn't perfect.
No, absolutely not. So, you know, I'm not going to sit here and put on my high hat or whatever and say that, oh, back in my day, we didn't, you know, the parents didn't treat people. Well, that's not true. It's always been there. It's just, I just think it's more pronounced now than it's ever been.
No, the only thing my dad ever said when he was at my baseball game was I hit a gapper into the alley, and he said, get the piano off your back. that's the only thing I remember him saying.
Oh, and no 1900, we are not going to start the transfer portal in high school. For heaven's sake. It's not even a portal. we don't have enough time to go into that today.
Yeah, for sure.
Where are you at Friday?
I'm going to be at historic Thomas Park for Marion and Washington, Iowa.
So, very nice.
Yeah, Washington's got a lot of players back from last year, and Marion handled them pretty well last year, but obviously without guys like Trevor Paulson, it'll be interesting to see how the Indians kind of regroup and rebound from graduation losses like that.
All right. Hey, appreciate it, JJ. We'll talk to you soon. Keep up the great work, and we'll read about all your stuff at thegazette.com.
Thanks very much. Always great to talk to you guys. Take care.
Jeff Johnson joining us here on the Gym Class for Wednesday on KGYM. 4182, thanking us for the walk-on love. We're not.
They earned it.
They earned it. Out to the dome last year. A lot of people back. They earned that. All right, 3:40. We're going to take a break, come back, and on the other side, we're going to talk to Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. Your fantasy football questions on the eve of all your drafts, ready to go. But we have Colonels playoff tickets. We talked some Colonels baseball with Jeff. We got tickets to see the game a week from tonight. Colonels in the playoffs against Quad Cities. Caller 6, you're going to pick up those tickets at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Back with more after this.
Welcome back, Hawkeyes. Iowa Book's goal this week is to make your shopping easy with extra staff and extra cash registers. Come in early and save money by choosing less expensive used or rental textbooks. Iowa Book also has all your necessary school supplies and Hawkeye gear. While you're there, sign up for one of University Scooter's most popular mopeds. The drawing will be Friday. Iowa Book is open this Monday through Friday till 8. Downtown Iowa City, across from the old Capitol since 1920.
Iowa Book! One of a kind bookstore. Drunk driving is one of America's most often committed and deadliest crimes. Each year, nearly 10,000 people die on the road due to drunk driving. In order to stop this deadly epidemic, cops are cracking down. Police officers are aggressively looking for drunk drivers and will arrest anyone caught driving drunk. They'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Lowe's is here to help pros like you save with special Labor Day savings going on now throughout the store. Like $45 off 5-gallon pails and $15 off gallon cans via Lowe's gift card rebate when you buy select interior and exterior paint and stain. And get up to 40% off select appliance special values with 4-piece kitchen suites as low as $1,160. Whatever you need for your next job, and any job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 9/4, appliance offer valid through 9/11, U.S. only.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game when you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
I can't believe it.
That Gerald is presenting the quarterly budget report with finger puppets?
Look, here comes a 1.7% decrease in fixed overhead. Hello, everybody.
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Who are you? The projected increase in organic Q3 revenue. Hooray!
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Tampa Bay Rays and the Houston Astros, right in the middle of the hunt for October.
Tonight, starting at 7 o'clock here on The Gym, 106.3 FM, 1600 AM, KGYM.
Congratulations going out to Brandon in Iowa City, as he is going to see the Colonels playoff game coming up next Wednesday night. 3:45, Chris List of RotoWire.com set to join us. Questions already flying in. Chris's appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications. You can reach us via the text line at 319-366-1600, the Hertina Stock and Jeweler text line. You can also reach us via the phone lines at 319-366-1600. As Chris joins us from, I assume, sunny Southern California here on this Wednesday. How you doing, Chris?
You are incorrect. I am in Portugal, Lisbon, Portugal, and nighttime where I am right now. Just got back a couple days ago.
Ah, it goes quickly, doesn't it? So did you miss Portugal, or did Portugal miss you guys most?
Portugal probably didn't miss us that much, but I missed it. L.A. was nice. It was cool, you know, for a couple of months, but I was ready to get out of that dystopian hellscape that L.A. is, so I'm happy to be back.
Chris, let's get right to the text on this popular segment in the fall. First one from 1288. He's in a 12-team half-point PPR, and would like you to rank these five running backs: Chubb, Connor, Mixon, Dalvin Cook, and Duke Johnson.
Or is that David Johnson? I think it's David Johnson.
It says D Johnson.
Okay. I'll say, we say full PPR?
A half-point PPR, Chris.
Okay. Let me pull up my rankings. I have projections for all of these guys on the site. I'm going to pull them up. I have Chubb, Johnson, Connor, Mixon, Cook. And there's nobody in between. That's 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 in half PPR.
All right. First question of many, I'm sure, with Andrew Luck. By the way, were you shocked about Andrew Luck's decision?
So I was bizarre because I was on an airplane. This is when I was traveling. And I told my guys, hey, you know, you just update the projections on the site. Only if anything big happens, anything small, I'll get it when I get in. And I, you know, I log into Twitter when I land, and I'm, you know, I'm only seeing like the third order thing, like where they're like, what did Doug Gottlieb say? And this is a bad take. And I'm like, what are they even talking about? And I start scrolling down. I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. It was shocking that, you know, guy who's one of the probably top five most important players in the NFL retires age 29. I mean, what a crazy, I mean, you understand why he did it, but it's still shocking nonetheless.
Yeah. With that in mind, 8258 asking, now that Luck is out, Eric Ebron or Austin Hooper?
I go Hooper anyway. I mean, Ebron had a lot of touchdowns last year, but there was no Devin Funchess. There was no Paris Campbell. Jack Doyle was hurt. And obviously Luck was playing. So I don't like Ebron at all this year.
Greg in Epworth has a question. Where should Zeke and Gordon be taken in PPR non-keeper leagues?
I would take Zeke still at like 4 or 5. I mean, I think it's much more likely in his case than Gordon that you know, the Cowboys cave and basically give him what he wants. I think he's just too important to that team, and that team is a contender. The Chargers are also a contender, but I don't think they're built around Gordon the way the Cowboys are built around Zeke, and also that Gordon's been hurt a lot, you know, and you don't really want to pay up for a running back that's been injured already. But I would take Zeke in the top 5 still, and then Gordon would be like a fourth rounder for me, somewhere in the mid to late fourth round.
93.55 is in a standard league, needs a keeper. Should he go with Melvin Gordon, Eric Ebron, Brandon Cooks, or Jordan Howard?
I'd go with Gordon. Cooks is the only one I'd even consider, and I think you got to roll the dice on Gordon coming back. So much more valuable.
33.54 asking, in a PPR league, please rank the following. Kind of the same type of question we had earlier.
Running backs.
Damian Williams, Johnson, is that K. Johnson, I believe. Mm-hmm. Fournette, Carson, Freeman, and Mack.
All right, so I have Damian Williams is my 11th pick, 11th running back in PPR. The 12th is Fournette. Kerryon Johnson's 15. Marlon Mack is 19. And who else did he want? Chris Carson?
Yes.
27. I'm the lowest in the industry probably on Carson. I think he's pretty good, but I don't buy Pete Carroll saying he's a pass catcher, and I don't like his running style. It leads to a lot of injuries. He runs like, you remember Marion the Barbarian?
Yeah.
In Dallas a few years back? He was good, but he always got hurt because he was just trying to run over everybody. And, you know, you can be a tough guy, but the NFL is a, you know, it's a tough place there. So I don't have cards. And he also has Rashad Penny, who's pretty good at competition.
Chris, I'm really interested in Duke Johnson. Are you?
Yeah, I have him in a couple places. I got him before the Lamar Miller injury. And the thing about Duke Johnson is he could easily catch 65, 70 passes. He's done that before. And then if you give him 150 carries, and usually when you're ranking these pass-catching backs like Duke Johnson or James White or Tariq Cohen, they grade out pretty well in PPR, even with like 60 or 70 carries. You give one of those guys 150 or 160 carries like Duke Johnson is in line for, look out. I mean, there's top 10 upside. So I have him number 23 right now, but there's a lot of ceiling there.
Hmm. Talking about ceiling, people are pushing Williams up that board, kind of like you are. Yeah.
Jamie Williams?
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing I worry about with him is that he only has his career high in carries is 50. And, you know, does he get 220, 240 carries?
I don't think so.
Or they end up giving him 180, and then they get, Darwin Thompson in there for like 140. What do you think is going to happen, Scott? You're a Chiefs guy.
I think that's more what's going to happen. And I also think Carlos Hyde has been practicing with a second string, but through at least preseason, when they get inside the red zone, down inside the 10, inside the 5, all of a sudden Carlos Hyde comes in. So that even throws a bigger wrench into things.
Yeah. I mean, I think even with a 200 carry or 180 carry timeshare with 40 or 50 catches, maybe 55 catches, in that system with Pat Mahomes, I still think Williams can be a pretty valuable back. His ceiling is a little cut off if he's got to share carries.
I'm picking 8th and a 12th, not me, but text. I'm picking 8th and a 12th team PPR league tonight. Who's there?
It really depends on your league. I mean, if there's a lot of variance after the first few picks. You might get Nick Chubb, you might get Zeke, you might get David Johnson, you might get Lev Bell. Usually Hopkins is gone, but you could still get, you know, Juju Smith-Schuster or Devontae Adams or somebody else good like that. So it's kind of the Wild West once you get out of the top three picks these days with Zeke's holdout, with Zeke's potential holdout.
He's going to play week one.
I think so.
97.
I invested him in one league.
Yes, yes. 97-61 on the Hurtian Stocker Jeweler text line asking, TJ Hockenson is staying on the board late into drafts. Shouldn't he be a huge steal?
You know, rookie tight ends almost never do anything. I mean, almost never. Now, you're seeing like a first round, you know, early tight end, and, you know, maybe he's, you know, number 8 overall pick. Maybe he's special. Maybe he's a huge exception. And it looks like Stafford's looking his way a lot in the preseason. But, you know, it's possible. It's just that it's really the exception to the rule. Usually tight end position where it's like year 3 or 4 where they start to pick it up. Gronk had 10 touchdowns his rookie year, but he didn't have a lot of catches or yards. It was only his second year when he went crazy. So it's possible, but I usually bet against the rookie tight ends. I don't draft a lot of them.
Yeah. Chris joining us here from RotoWire.com. His appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications. I'll ask my selfish question here. I think I'm second or third in our draft next week. What am I looking at? What would be the logical and smart move that Chris Bliss would tell me to do?
So is it full PPR?
Well, it's kind of an unusual scoring league that
Pete, doesn't help him,
Pete
Scott.
Has put together. There's a little big PPR. There's a little not PPR.
So that's a hard way, you know, because that really matters. The scoring system matters because if it's full PPR, then McCaffrey and Kamara are no-brainer at 2-3.
Okay.
Barkley's number one. You got to take those two guys because there's no holdout risk, and they're going to catch a ton of passes. And in full PPR, they're really good. If it's half or not PPR, then it's hard to draft McCaffrey for me or Kamara second, third, because, I mean, they're only going to get 180 carries. Maybe McCaffrey gets 200, but that is, you know, that is a light workload for a guy when you're not getting, you know, in McCaffrey's case, a ton of touchdowns and you're not getting a ton of carries and the catches aren't counting a point per, which helped McCaffrey so much last year. Then maybe I just gamble on Zeke despite the holdout if it's, you know, non-PPR, half PPR. And then, you know, you have to also start considering guys like DeAndre Hopkins or even Lev Bell. So it's, It really depends. But in full PPR, 1-2-3 is Barkley, McCaffrey, Kamara in some order, and don't think twice.
Don't think twice about it. I won't think twice about it. You're now back in Portugal. If people want to check in, you mentioned you were looking at your ratings and rankings the whole time. People can utilize those at rotowire.com. Just tell the folks how they would do that.
That is correct. You can check out all the rankings, rotowire.com/trial. It's totally free for 10 days. You do not even need a credit card. There's no way we can even charge you. At the end of 10 days, it'll lapse, and you'll decide in earnest whether you want to subscribe. It's totally win-win. You get the content for free. We get you to try our stuff, and it turns out a lot of people like it and end up subscribing at the end of 10 days. Again, rotowire.com/trial.
Let's squeeze one more in here, Chris. A 2QB sure. league. This person has Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Mariota. Should I trade Allen and Mike Gesicki for Zach Ertz and Deshaun Hamilton?
He wants to.
Yes. QB flex Allen for Ertz is kind of a fair trade. And Mariota's shaky and injury-prone if it's QB flex. So it's a fair trade. If it's full PPR, I think you probably do it for Ertz, and then you figure out the quarterback situation as you go. But if it's not full PPR, I probably don't do it, although Josh Allen has his own risks and upside, but his own risks too.
There you go. This and more information available at rotowire.com. Thanks a lot, Chris. Appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week as we get ready for the season.
Sounds great, Scott. Take care. Thanks.
All right, Chris Liss joining us here. His appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications. Take a break, come back, wrap things up on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game when you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
How good are PXG clubs? Golf writers describe them as absolutely remarkable and the best golf clubs out there. Our customers call them insanely good and say they live up to the hype. So what are you waiting for? Step up your game and enjoy golf more than ever. Call 844-PLAY-PXG, 844-PLAY-PXG, or visit pxg.com to book your custom fitting. PXG. Nobody makes golf clubs the way we do. Period.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Welcome back to No Brainer. Gary.
I'll take cars and trucks.
What's the best way to protect your engine from gum, varnish, and corrosion?
Stabil 360.
Gasoline with ethanol can go bad in as little as blank.
30 days?
Using Stabil 360 ethanol treatment year-round is what?
Is it a no-brainer?
It is. You win peace of mind, Gary.
Awesome. Can I have money?
Stabil 360. It's a no-brainer. Available where fuel additives are sold.
Twins seek another win in Chicago and a series win behind Jake Odorizzi on Wednesday night. Hi, this is Corey Provis on your home for Twins baseball.
Tonight at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Twins and the Sox tonight, 7 o'clock, 107.5 FM, 1600 AM, and the South Gym, 106.3 FM. You get Houston and Tampa Bay. BJ and Marion will be happy. He'll be glued to the airwaves of KGYM here tonight for his beloved Houston Astros. Tomorrow on the program, Dave Koken from Las Vegas to get you ready for the weekend. And also, we will talk Miami Red Hawk football with their play-by-play voice coming up tomorrow on the program. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. That is coming your way next right here on KGYM. More on Oliver Martin. He is going to play NCAA and the Big Ten clearing Oliver Martin earlier on today. He will be in uniform and number 5 on Saturday night.
KGYM radio poll question. Does today's Oliver Martin news change your outlook on Iowa's season? Simple yes or no.
Go ahead and vote at KGYMradio.com. We'll have the podcast up soon at KGYMradio.com as well, and we will talk to you tomorrow at 3.